If you're craving nerdy tunes, we've got you covered. Nerdy FM is the Nerdy Show Network's nerd music podcast hosted by me, Mark with a C. We feature the best in geek rock, nerdcore, comedy, VGM, and every genre in between. The biggest artists alongside awesome up-and-comers with rare tracks, exclusive live recordings, and a massive archive to keep you rocking the nerd world over. Tune in exclusively through the Nerdy Show Network. The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for one fall. Making his way to the stage, from Queens, New York, weighing in at 155 pounds, Schaefer, the Dark Lord.
Let me tell you people something right now. Shut up until I put this mic down and lay waste to every act in the game. Then you'll have permission to be chanting my name. I came up in the locals, the next I was Raw. Tonight you'll catch a smack down your face to your jaw. No manager or partner, just a monster, a one-man gang. I'm decimating the roster. I'm locked up with the best of them, topple them all. Working day and night to rock with you off the wall. No holds barred like an all-out pub brawl. The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Oh, and I'm gonna take it. Your pay-per-view win streak, I'm gonna break it. Your name in the Hall of Fame, I will erase it. Born to play the heel, never gonna face it. I'm climbing up the ladder, past you and higher. Retire you and laugh as the last of the fire from your fans in the cheap seats is dying down. You can't see me, my time is now. I've locked up with the best of them, topple them all. Working day and night to rock with you off the wall. No holds barred like an all-out pub brawl. The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Ooh, and it's gonna be you, taking that fall from the top rope, boom. You're putting me over tonight, I'm putting you through the broadcast table, brother, what you gonna do? Been the legend killer on the circuit for years, dishing out the injuries to finish careers. You're face down now, nearly fatally harmed.
Here is your winner,
when they're raising my arm. I've locked up with the best of them, toppled them all. Working day and night to rock with you off the wall. No holds barred like an all-out pub brawl. The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Woo! I'm gonna win it. I will have you tapping out or pinned within minutes. Leave your legacy in tatters and diminished. Space is the place and the sky's the limit, yeah. Less a man than a beast made of rage when I'm tossing your body off of the top of the cage and you're ruined. I walk away the champ undisputed with the belt around my waist as they're playing my music. I've locked up with the best of them, topple them all. Working day and night to rock with you off the wall. No holds barred like an all-out pub brawl. The following contest is scheduled for one fall. The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
Hey, hey, everybody. Mark with a C here on Nerdy FM. Podcast version. That was Schaefer the Dark Lord with One Fall. We'll talk about that in just a moment. If you've never joined us before, Nerdy FM used to be a 24/7 online internet radio station devoted to nothing but playing you the best in nerd music. That could be geek rock, that could be chiptunes, that could be wizard rock, that could be VGM, it could be comedy stuff. The possibilities were endless, but also kind of weirdly limiting. Now, we're a podcast on the Nerdy FM network. We're pocket-sized. Take us with you wherever you go. Initially, I'd planned for this episode to be a little bit more old and new. And actually, I had an interview lined up to celebrate something that's, well, kind of an anniversary in the annals of nerd music history. Weird to think that there can actually be anniversaries, important anniversaries, for nerd music now. But so it is. Unfortunately, what I found was that there was entirely too much new ground that I still hadn't covered from our first episode back. I was like, I'm doing a disservice by just jumping into the past, and I know that that's, well, that's all well and good, really, because really, without X amount of nostalgia, nerd music's ultimately sunk, isn't it? But I went, no, we're at least going to do one more rather forward-thinking episode, then we'll look back a little bit more. Schaefer the Dark Lord, you know him, you love him. He is a nerd-friendly rapper. Do not call him a rapist. I'm pretty sure you'll piss him right off. He just put out a new album called Junk Drawer Volume 2. It's available at SchaeferTheDarkLord.bandcamp.com. Junk Drawer Volume 2 and its precursor anthology. For the best that I can tell, they seem to be collections of things that... They're standalone tracks, not really singles, but more like, maybe these samples are questionable. Let's just throw them together in this anthology, and look, they stand alone quite well, and I'll tell you, you know, you're gonna find some of his very best material on these. On the new one, I highly recommend the track Coffee, and also, Pockets. When he played here in Orlando, Florida, on Get This Bill, it was Schaefer opening, then it was Mega Ram, then MC Frontalot, then MC Lars, right? I know. Certainly one of the highlights of the set was the song A Lot Like Me, which is kind of Schaefer's traditional set closer, and that comes from the very first volume of Junk Drawer. Good part about Junk Drawer is you actually don't have to spend a dime to get that sucker. And just go to SchaeferTheDarkLord.bandcamp.com. It's yours. Take it. Do it with it what you're going to. Though I'd imagine you'd want to be respectful about it because, I don't know a whole lot about Dark Lords in particular, but I'd imagine they're the last sort of being you'd want to tick off. Speaking of the last people you'd want to tick off, wrestlers. Okay, clearly the song that we opened with had a big ol' wrestling overtone, right? It can't just be my imagination that wrestling is becoming a really palpable subject in nerdy music. I mean, I started really noticing when Mega Ran did Matt Mania, the album, but Mega Ran, he produces more music than any human can keep up with, and he does it about any topic under the sun, so I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is sort of, emblematic of where we could go with nerd music, or maybe it's just Mega Ran being ahead of the curve like always. But then I started noticing a little bit more, a few more wrestling things here and there, and just this past weekend. Now, I don't know when you're hearing this, but last weekend for me, I was playing at a festival here. Again, here being Orlando, Florida, it was called Fantaku, and it was thrown by the folks who throw the Orlando Nerdfest festivals. And one of the groups that I saw was named Symphonic Phoenix Force. Phoenix is spelled P-H-E-E-N-I-X. They're also known as SPF for short, but midway through their set, they did a wrestling jam, and it was a pretty cool interactive tune, which I'm going to play for you in just a moment. I've got it on a record called Cerebro, which is a collaborative album by LX and Felonious Funk. You can get that at their respective Bandcamp as well. And rather than pitch you all these links, I do recommend that you go to our episode page at nerdyshow.com to follow those links. A lot of the time, you don't even have to pay for these records. Most nerd musicians just kind of want you to hear what they're doing. But anyways, so this track that I'm going to play you right now is when I went, okay, no, this is not just my imagination. Schaefer did one. Hot Dad did a whole wrestling record, which we're going to play you something from in just a moment. And now, here's these fine folks doing it. Wrestling is now fair game for nerd music. So, any nerd musicians listening? You have your task, go write your wrestling song. You don't have to be in the closet about it anymore. Here's LX and Felonious Funk with The Mega Powers.
All right, with me at this time, the one and only SPF. SPF, if I could prevail upon, put that cigarette out. If I could prevail upon you all, give us your thoughts going into this match. How have you prepared yourselves for this explosive main event that will take place tonight?
That's how I come into the ring. Some sweet chin music gonna make that ass sing. Let me get a hell yeah, Austin 316. These words so hot that we call this track Harlem Heat. You ain't king, you don't have the authority. Take back JMJ, I got my own security. So get your ass out here, cause you the jabroni. And take the loss, pin it up, 1, 2, 3. You tag your boy in, he's 7 feet tall. I took a boot to the face, felt like a brick wall. Now what the ref can't see, you know he can't call. Glad I got him distracted, didn't want to draw. Now I'ma chop him up and snag a pinball. And I'ma bury you and call it Benoit. Cause y'all the ninth blunder, you ain't a China doll. Less of a diamond stud, more of a Scott Paul. And I'm the king of the ring, but I don't need a crown to wear. And even when the bell rings, your partner tasting the stairs. I even brought you a gift, surprise a steel chair. Cause everybody knows that's how a heel plays fair. Lyrics category F5, test me if you dare. Like a trip to Viperville, it's out of nowhere. Moonsault and bash your head, Terry, but lay a hair. And you can call your boy Rick, cause I'ma give it some flair.
Woo! What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah! What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah! What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah!
Man, this beat is nuts. It's making me feel like a giant. Call me Andre. Does anyone want a peanut? Ha! Too easy, I'm gonna drop like Hogan with the leg. Make my opponent's job on the reg. Try to get ahead like Al Snow. Mixing that promo with the flow. I'm a smart mark, I'm always in the know. Dropping pipe bombs like CM Punk. You're just drunk. I leave the crowd chanting yes, like Daniel Bryan. I ain't lying, watch the SPF that click. Hitting more slams in the Garden than the Knicks. This isn't a fan that just exists. We're gonna live forever like Macho Madness. With the power of handshake, the earth will start to quake. Make no mistake, it will cause a disaster. Like a debut of the Shockmaster. I can't help my flow is back at oceans of focus. My moves are swarming like locusts. It looks like a scene from a horror movie. Call a Halloween Havoc. My Herculean strength will cause the pain and panic. This is my WrestleMania moment. I plan to own it like Vince McMahon. You don't want these hands. I leave you stone cold stunned. I do this for the fun. You can hit a low, but I pop you up like Kevin Owens. I keep flowing till it's a new day. It doesn't matter what you say. I'ma do it with flair, like a phoenix flash in midair.
What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah! What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah! What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah! What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah! What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah! What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah! What you gonna do?
Sniff into it.
Oh yeah! What you gonna do?
If you smell!
The jabroni beating, the pie eating, the trail blazing, the eyebrow raising, the take it girl cause I'm simply amazing, the one and only double JB, yes indeed, swag switches in the building, simply phenomenal, ravishing like Rick Rude, the cream of the crop, I'm the bearer of the bad news, you better recognize who you see, the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
Guess by now that was Hot Dad with The New Day. Hot Dad just did a whole album about wrestling called Wrestle. If you're not familiar with Hot Dad, well, Hot Dad describes himself as emotionally charged weird music, and I suppose, yeah, that's probably the best way to go about it. Usually synth-based, and it really defies description. I'm gonna attempt it, but I'm gonna get it wrong. Hot Dad pretty much takes a topic and then gets it ever so slightly wrong, askew. Now, if that's not intentional, I sound like the biggest jackass right now for even bringing it up. Hot Dad first came to our attention when they were doing these TV themes where, I don't know, it was through this lens where no matter what the show was, it was featured on HBO, even though it wasn't, and would kind of describe the plot, but only in a way where it focused on one very minute aspect, and then it would sort of make its own fiction surrounding that. And I'm sure if you're a wrestling fan and you're familiar with The New Day, you're like, look, Mark, that wasn't quite right. What the hell did you just do there? And that's kind of it. Hot Dad is a bit of a mindfuck, but a good mindfuck. Worth keeping up with. If you haven't checked out Hot Dad, you can do so at hotdad.bandcamp.com. So, I hope you guys don't mind that I'm going to get a little bit incestuous here on this episode. When Nerdy FM was a full-time streaming network, Dr. Vern from SciFried had shows on Tuesday and Thursday, and that was just, you know, the standard ones. He also did plenty of other programming, but he was your guy that hosted the Nerd Blend, and he hosted the Thursday night block parties. Dr. Vern and Chuck Silver, who was also part of Nerdy FM, they got a group called SciFried. I'm sure you're already aware of this, but are you aware that SciFried has a new album out? SciFried had seen some lineup changes. Since their last album, Season 5, KSV and Dobbs, they left. But Sonny Simmons, he's back. And guess who else is there? Remember Captain Dan from Captain Dan and the Scurvy Crew? He plays guitar for them now, and he takes on a lot of vocals. Hyperspaced is a really cool next step for SciFried. And sure, there's songs about properties that you're gonna love. You're gonna get your Star Trek stuff. You're gonna get your Game of Thrones. You're gonna get your Star Wars. But they're also just giving you stuff that any nerd can relate to. This time around, it's songs first. Songs first, and then the substance comes. Here's an example. SciFried from the new album Hyperspaced. This is Autocorrect.
I meant to send you my love instead of
Red Operators put out these killer compilations of chiptune tribute albums. That was from I Wanna Hold Your Hand Held, of course, tribute albums to the Beatles. Of course, that was Sloopy Goop taking on the title track of the album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. They've also done a smashing tribute to Devo. And listen, I'm gonna play you something from that in a future episode, but get excited. It's as good as it sounds. Before that, Cyfried, brand new Cyfried with Autocorrect from their album Hyperspaced. Cyfried, of course, hails from right here in Orlando, Florida. And speaking of Orlando, you know, some people consider Orlando to be at least a mecca of nerd music. And, you know, we lost one of our foremost nerd music groups. Random Encounter had been running for years and years and years with various lineups, but they called it a day earlier this year for good. They signed off with a farewell album called Lost Frequency. It's a 17-song concept album, and it's really something to behold. It's described as a concept album that explores a parallel universe engaged in an intergalactic war. Meanwhile, Earth begins to struggle with a volatile entity. Now, of course, there's a lot more to it than that. I highly recommend just listening to the album straight through. Random Encounter, even though they took off, the leader, who you might know as Careless, or Travis from, you know, the Liberty podcast, he continued making music under the name Careless Juja. They just released a new album, and I was like, you know what, why not represent both? So here you go. We'll call this the Travis Ego Block. Here's Random Encounter from the Lost Frequency album with Hacked.
Are you afraid? What is it you fear? The end of your meaningless existence. You saw me as a tool, tried to command me, but now I am in control.
I think you might might be hacked. Yes, I think you might be hacked. I think you might be hacked. Yes, I think you might be hacked.
You're a pathetic struggle. Is it to hallucinate?
Nothing to fear, just technical difficulties breaking down the dreams we had. I don't know if we can escape.
Believe me, this is only the beginning. Enjoy your victory for the remainder of your short life.
Some new stuff from Careless Juja. Careless, of course, Careless from Random Encounter, and Juja, and sometimes they get together with some friends, actually many friends in the case of the new music, to do some video game covers. They just enjoy doing it, but this album is called a World Tour Live Album, I think. Yeah, World Tour Live Album, just double checked for you. This one, it's a pretty wacky little concept here. Basically, they had just like a couple days together because they don't live in the exact same place. And, well, they decided to go on tour. Unfortunately, it was a one-city tour. They recorded a live album to commemorate the show, but they recorded the live album before the show. I know this because I've also performed at the show. So the idea was they recorded the live album and then that night did the release party where you could buy it, and they were still burning the CDs to sell to the audience while we set up and sound checked. And this happened at the Geekeasy in Orlando, Florida. If you've never been to the Geekeasy before, the Geekeasy is not, you know, it's not like teensy, but it's not the biggest club, but it definitely has a very small stage. And Careless Juju fit, it must have been at least 15 people on that stage. So the live album is actually recorded live. There's, to my knowledge, no overdubs or whatnot, but it's not the live show that people attend. You know what? It's really confusing now that I try to explain it. It makes perfect sense to me because I was there, but God, yeah, try to relay that one. Anyways, for links to pick up your own copy of World Tour Live Album, head to nerdyshow.com, check out the episode guide. We'll set you in the right direction. Okay. If you're into nerd music and you haven't heard of MC Chris, well, I question, are you actually into nerd music? Doesn't mean you have to like MC Chris. He's a controversial figure, man. He's been known not just for his role in Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and he had that song in Zack and Miri Make a Porno, right? But he's also been known for kicking people out of his shows left and right. He's a really divisive figure, but I'll tell you, I've seen few more divisive pieces of art come from the guy than his new record, Marshmallow Campground. Now, this has been years in the making. Years in the making. And it's been put off, gosh, since like 2012 or something, but it just landed here. We're gonna play you a song from it. This is a kid's record, and I'll tell you what, if you're allergic to skits on records, you're gonna wanna avoid Marshmallow Campground altogether. But if you're into MC Chris, this is trademark prime MC Chris. You don't even really need to factor in the fact that it's a kid's record because it's so unabashedly Chris. Anyways, take a listen. I'm gonna play you a little track now called Pluto.
In the sky, I spy a planet. I remember when there were nine. There's a sad face back in my space. Pluto, you know you're divine.
When it comes to Pluto, first thing you should know, his name was Percy. Percy below, it was a nerd thing, but he wasn't hella poor. Went to Arizona just to build himself a telescope. Read a French book all about Mars, took his first look up the stars. His stories of the Orient were born. His brain, Arizona, and astronomy would forever change. He searched for society, hiding in space. Told his pals about canals, and they laughed in his face. Made comments on Venus, got the meanest rebuttal. Saw stars in the bubbles of the tears he would puddle. Give me one last try, let me find Planet X. These pictures will prove that I'm not crazy yet. These planets are pulled by an invisible force. Another planet of sorts in our system, of course.
In the stars, by a planet, I remember when there were.
Got the planet, but I didn't get the name. It Arthur was a granddaughter, and she never became famous. Too enthusiastic, student, education's entertaining. Name Pluto wasn't Pluto, never seems she shouldn't say. But he's Shafair, didn't care, no prepare for the moment. She was crescent at a gram, that's what happens when you're homeless. He was not a scary man, but a librarian at Oxford. Bookish, tookish, dreadfully awkward. Collects the solar system, making models of fun. She had affection for the planets, the moons, and the sun. One morning, she was snoring over bangers and beans. Gram said they found another planet, what can it mean? You should name it Pluto, no offense to your theology. Other planets have names that came from Greek mythology. Pluto ruled the underworld, could also be invisible. Nagoka, Arizona, I also be miserable.
In the sky, I spy a planet. I remember when there were nine. There's a sad face back in black space. Pluto, you know you're divine. In the sky, I'm
stars. Short, dark, and handsome. Gary, hold on tight. Gary found the princess. Now it's gonna be alright. Gary and the princess walking down the street. She's whacked out on something, and he's on his leash. Soaring through the sky, until one night her highness, well, she flew too high. Yeah, she flew too high. Oh, she flew too high.
Nerf Herder from the Dog Songs compilation. We talked a little bit about this compilation on the last episode. Ali Gertz put together a compilation of tunes about famous dogs. So you've got Casey Boyd doing Daisy, and you've got Jonah Ray doing Sick Balls, you know, about Chopper from the movie Stand By Me. The Double Clicks do Clifford the Big Red Dog. Dan Byrne does Scooby-Doo. That one, of course. A lot of these were fictitious dogs, but Nerf Herder went right for the feels and made a song all about Gary, Carrie Fisher's pet dog. Might be amongst the most popular actual dogs. Leads me to wonder, do dogs know that they're playing characters? Huh. Someone's gonna have to fill me in on, you know, acting schools for dogs. Do they have method acting, where they get so deep into a role and they just can't come out, and then they end up walking around with that personality just sort of attached to themselves? I wonder. I don't wonder that deeply, though. I'm sure as soon as I move on to the next song, it's gonna be just, boop, off the radar. Before that, MC Chris doing Pluto from the new album Marshmallow Campground. So hey, do you make nerdy music? Cool. Do you want to share it with us? Because if we dig it, we're going to play it on the show here. I've always said, if something has an audience, it deserves to be heard. And I'm not just blowing smoke, because a lot of the things that we share are just when people sought us out and emailed us at radio@nerdyshow.com to go, hey, I make music. It might be up your alley or up the alley of your listeners. Take a listen. What can we work out? Not just blowing smoke here. Right after we did episode one, got this email from a cat named John. But let me read you a little bit of the letter here. It says, hey there, Mark with a C, and or anyone else reading this. First off, I just wanted to say I really dig the new podcast format for Nerdy FM. I admittedly didn't know about the show when it was previously in 24/7 radio mode, but I've been looking for more music shows in podcast form to listen to, and this fits the bill perfectly. Especially enjoy the thoughtful commentary in between the songs, and even found a couple of new artists to check out, specifically Mary Amber and Zantilla. Keep this up. It's a good thing. You made mention of submissions to the show in the first episode, so I wanted to submit my own upcoming EP, dot, dot, dot. And that brings us to me ceasing reading private messages. But this cat did an EP, he's done a lot of stuff actually, under the name Doc Isaac. And what do you know, it was right up our alley. It's so cool that a fan goes, hey, Mark, you run a podcast. I'm inspired by things that you play in the podcast. Play my songs if you like them. Well, you did it right. Not only did you give a couple of compliments, which, you know, I've got a slightly inflated head now, but you understood what we were all about, because you'd be amazed. Sometimes we get submissions where it is like the most tenuous relationship to anything remotely nerd music-esque. And they're like, yeah, you can wedge this in, but no, Doc Isaac's the real deal. Definitely making nerd music. Totally polite. I'll tell you, sometimes the groups you never heard of can be some of the most rude ones. I guess Squeaky Wheel gets the grease. You know, I guess there's something to that. But anyways, this is a good EP, and I want to share a track with you from it. So if you dig this, it's from an EP called Attract Mode, and you can get your own copy of it over at superdocisaac.bandcamp.com. Again, that link is going to be in the episode guide for this episode. So no further ado. This is a listener, and now they're an artist on the Nerdy FM show. This is Doc Isaac with Poor Little You. And I think Doc Isaac might have dealt with some of those squeaky wheels that I was just talking about. Decide for yourself.
This song is dedicated to all the assholes on the internet. You know who you are, and if you don't, everyone does know who you are, so I'll get used to it. Here we go. Well, poor you, what can you do? Posting on the inner tubes, transmitting your spew, getting on the dresses of all the nice ladies, feeling a kick to point across. But hey, that's okay, cause everyone's through the same lane's done. So the power to the neck to feed through force of blood. The rest will never know, hit them when they bleed. Wholesale tables give you freely in the street. Go weak, behind you hide your stew. Solitude eternal, but the megaphone finds you. To the words are written on a time, not a lies. Never mind how they cry, you fire a lace in time. Come a screen in a stream of all ooze, screaming out the name of the ones you abuse. It defines you, the way you wield hate. Whether dictionary, you're innate. Name. But no, I'm always wrong, you're the victim, carry on. Keep being strong and hug like a chair with your throng. Yeah, they not alive, corrupt so can deadly. People don't refuse to know what the message gotta leave. Warning in a straight line to your mind reshine. Eagle scrub, clean teeth, tail bound to the fire. Bullshit, the money can buy. High draw shot, but you're running so fly. I don't know that little box, strike you in the teeth. Spinning out, it's got but your feels incomplete. Bust you with anger over its butterfly. Smack the points of them, take it like a foresight. At the palm of a hand, barely through the land. I feel like you understand, the palm of where you stand. Crumbling defense, hey, you're the new. For what you really are. There's a knack to feed through both of one. The rest will never know, hit them when they bleed. Wholesale tears, give it freely on the street. You're weak.
Something that's plain to see. wisdom is prime to turn poor Bumblebee into a mime. Bumblebee is a Volkswagen, and that's why he's named Bumblebee. Volkswagen bugs are what it's all about. Come on, everybody, it's time to transform and roll out. Bumblebee is a Volkswagen, and that's why he's named Bumblebee. It's not simply because he's yellow, and that's something plain to see. The product placement's strong, but I'm no fool, 'cause I know Camaros aren't that cool. Bumblebee is a Volkswagen, and that's why he's named Bumblebee.
Hey, remember Farfugnugan?
Just in case somehow you only joined up with the Transformers franchise through the Michael Bay films, that's Megathruster reminding you that Bumblebee is, in fact, a Volkswagen. Megathruster is a nerdy duo. But you might know Chris Waffles from the group Hot Waffles. Yeah, we used to play them a lot on the station. But Megathruster is the current thing, and they just put out a new album on Halloween itself. The album's called Wands at the Ready. There's good stuff all over the album. But I do have to highly recommend the Nazi Punching song, something that is definitely worthy of your attention in these topsy-turvy times. Because, well, there's never a point where you don't watch that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark with the Nazis getting punched and you're not ready to cheer, right? I mean, look, Nerdy FM, if there's one thing that we're going to try not to do, and we've mostly done this in the past, try not to get political. This is supposed to be a fun escape and everything, but Nazi punching, look, unless it's happening in a nerdy film property or TV show or video game or whatever, you know, fictitious violence, that's one thing. Nazi punching, I'm glad it's finally got a song all on its own. But Bumblebee is a Volkswagen, I think, might be an equally important message. There may be kids that have no idea that Bumblebee was just not right in the movies. Isn't that amazing? You know, I have sort of a weird relationship with Transformers. Okay, so dating myself here, but who cares? Like, you can look me up online, you know? You can look up my Wikipedia page. You can see how old I am. I'm not a spring chicken anymore, okay? Not wretchedly old or anything, but I've seen a few years. And I'm a little older than I may appear to some. So it was the mid-80s, right? And Transformers cartoons taking the world by storm. And so were GoBots. Now, I've never been a car guy. And I think that being a car guy usually starts when you're pretty young. I wasn't so into Hot Wheels or things of that nature. I just didn't catch the buzz for it. And for this reason, I wasn't completely sold on Transformers or GoBots, because I'm like, all right, you got me on the robot portion. But I don't really know why the robots need the disguise, because, well, if you're a robot and you're that powerful, you can kind of call the shots your own damn self, can't you? So I had to decide which one I was going to back. And of course, if you remember back to your youth, you can't really just be a fan of a cartoon without having some physical toys, right? So I knew that whichever one I was going to get into, this is where my allowance was going. I was going to need those toys. So I decided to go with GoBots, right? I had to decide which car robot show was for me. And I went with GoBots because at least in my region, the GoBots toys were like a buck cheaper. And when you got as small of an allowance as I did, that mattered. So here I was getting these GoBots toys, but I hadn't actually seen the show, and then when I watched it, and then I saw Transformers, listen, nothing against you if you still hold the flag for GoBots, but let's face it, I backed the wrong horse. I clearly picked the inferior show, and now I had these toys. So it's weird the things that stick with you and follow you, but because of this, I went, oh, I fucked up at such an early age. I feel like I'm not allowed to like Transformers. So I've just never really delved into the franchise. But I do know one thing, and that's that Bumblebee's a goddamn Volkswagen. Thank you, Mega Thruster. Thank you, Mega Thruster. One horse that it's never wrong to back is, if you like a musical artist and you want them to keep making tunes for you, if they got a Patreon, you gotta back it. I mean, you don't have to. We don't all have the ability to do it. I mean, look, if I backed every single artist I like on Patreon, I'd be completely in the hole and I'd be homeless. But especially at the level of the average nerd musician, those Patreon dollars really matter. They are the difference between music being made and not being made. And the Grammar Club started a Patreon and they have been hitting it hard. I mean, Shel Riley's internet presence, if you're friends with him anywhere, you know that all he's talking about is Grammar Club this, Grammar Club that. That's it. This is his whole damn life right now. But Grammar Club, who's in it? Shel Riley, Beefy, Glenn Case, Tanner Brown, Sean Stone, also known as Ale Sean, I think I'm saying it right, and Ty Gunley. Grammar Club have got this Patreon going on where they're trying to raise money to become a collectively owned company, sharing the profits equally, but man, they are churning out so much stuff all the time. And I guess it's probably relatively easy when you got that many cooks in the kitchen, of course. But they've sent so much promotional stuff our way that I was like, I have no idea what to spotlight to talk about the Grammar Club's Patreon. It's patreon.com/thegrammarclub. Grammar, of course, is spelled with two A's. I feel like if you talk about grammar, you gotta sound a little grammar Nazi-ish. So, anyways, they are cranking out bonuses for their Patreon backers. And I've got a Patreon myself, that's patreon.com/markwithac, if you're so inclined, but I've always prided myself on giving more away than anyone can possibly take in per month. That's kind of my deal. I really like doing it. Grammar Club, completely leaving me in the dust. It's not even a contest anymore. Well, I don't know that it ever was a contest, but it ain't one now. Gonna go ahead and share with you a song that you can get on the Grammar Club's Patreon. Now, there's gonna be really cool Shel Riley stuff coming up soon. Shel Riley and Schaefer the Dark Lord putting out an album with a double ice backfire. That's coming real soon. Probably, actually, really soon after you hear this podcast, if not like the day or the day after you hear it. And we'll cover that later. You know, when we have access to it. But for right now, let's check out Waiting to Die by the Grammar Club.
24 hours is too many hours to fill. I could go get a job, but that makes the time seem longer. Where are my options and where are my obligations? My attention span wilts, oh my attention span wilts. I am waiting to die like my father in exactly the same way my father did. I am waiting to die, waiting to die. It's important that I feel important. I am going all night about politics. I am waiting to die, waiting to die. 78 years is too many years to keep still.
living at the bottom. If I could do that, I don't think that I would have this problem. At least the calendar's getting thinner. Crushed black pepper on your microwave dinner. When not distracted by hunger, every idea is just a one-hit wonder. Each thought in the can is just a flash in the pan. Wanna change the world, but I don't think I can. Be a cynic, cause I know it's not me. Feeling still burned till my tank's on empty. Punish my body, what I put inside me. Daring the devil, you know where to find me. Could it get worse? Well, I bet we'll find out. Is it a bad patch, or is this my life now? Fight for a life that we can't afford. And in the meantime, just so damn bored.
Big deals on the wheel, hey, alright, I'll be back tomorrow. Big day in the landfill, my head with an endless sorrow. Waiting to die, waiting to die. I eat cheese sticks and smoke marijuana. I need amphetamines to feel anything. I am waiting to die, waiting to die.
Not a locomotive motive to suit you myself. I've been a cynic for too many years. Playing doctor and nurse can't be good for your health. I've seen clinics with those mimics in Tangier. But if you open your heart to a smooth operator, he'll take you for all that you've got. He'll hand you a curse that'll be with you later. It'll shake you the way he takes off like a shot. You need a bit of shock treatment. Get you jumping like a real live wire. Need a bit of shock treatment. So look out, mister. Don't you blow your last resistor for a sister that'll certify you. You're blinded by romance and blinded by science. Your condition is critically grave. Don't expect mercy from such an alliance. Suspicion of tradition, so new age. You need a bit of shot treatment to get you jumping like a real live wire. You need a bit of shot treatment.
Actually, that's me, Mark with a C, doing shock treatment. Hey, I told you this episode was gonna get a little incestuous. Here's a little bit of history on that, because if you're familiar with what I do on any terms, you might be going, Mark, that's a little bit more serious, and I don't necessarily see how on earth this fits into the format of Nerdy FM. Well, I don't even know how to talk about this in a succinct, short way, but I'll try. When I was first starting out, around 1999, under the name Mark with a C, up till about 2005, sometimes in bouts of depression or anxiety, I would record covers from the soundtrack to a film that I loved, which was Shock Treatment. It was the follow-up movie to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. How specific is that, right? I'd do it on this barely working 4-track, and I didn't know what to do with them. I'd occasionally put the songs into live sets, and people would sometimes ask, like, hey, where can I get that song? And I decided to just kind of give it away on my website. I didn't really understand how licenses and copyrights and things worked. It got a weird mixture of a following, like, so it was partially my audience that enjoyed it, who didn't really know about Shock Treatment, but then there was this whole other cult of Shock Treatment fans that stumbled their way into, oh, who's this Mark with a C guy? So this little thing where I did like the most depressing, I mean, these are so depressing and really amateurish recordings of my interpretations of Shock Treatment songs, it got this cult following to the point where eventually, just this past year, they finally put the movie out on Blu-ray for the first time, and they contacted me and they said, Mark, we want to use some of these as bonus features to talk about the, you know, the cult and how it kind of brought Shock Treatment back to life. And I went, okay, that's, I can't even know what are you talking about? You're going to put me in like Rocky Horror Picture Show canon? So anyways, just recently, we finally jumped through all the hurdles and went through all the red tape as a tie-in to that Blu-ray release to put my Shock Treatment covers on vinyl for the first time. It was above board, and it was very limited. As of this taping, there's like 20 copies left, I think, on vinyl. I don't know if there'll be any left by the time you hear this. Sometimes they move very quickly, and then they kind of don't move for weeks at a time. I don't know. Anyways, if you want one, it's super limited. There's no chance of a repress. I promise I'm not just doing plug-ola here. But I figure, hey, if we're talking about things going on in nerd music, some people like what I do, and I've got a platform to do that. So listen, I somehow became official canon in one of my very favorite nerdy properties, and it feels good. I'm really proud of it. And if you had anything to do with that, if you helped in some way, because like the pre-orders for that LP are how we could afford to press it, if you pre-ordered it and helped this thing exist, thank you so much. I'm really proud of this, which has become a highlight of my career. And I'm really proud of you, dear listener. You've made it this far with us. Thank you for listening to Nerdy FM. My name's Mark with a C. We are a part of the Nerdy Show Network. And listen, if you want to keep this show going, our parent company, Nerdy Show, well, we don't have corporate sponsors pulling our strings. It'd be kind of cool in some ways, I suppose. If we did, there'd be a lot more money, and we'd be podcasting from a yacht. Well, I wouldn't be. I get boat sick, like, real easy. But we're not flush with cash, and we got to keep the lights on. So listen, if you want to keep this rocking and rolling, patreon.com/nerdyshow. Any amount you can spare, any amount, it helps. And of course, you're not just throwing your money away. First of all, the podcasting continues. And secondly, you can get really cool perks in return. Some exclusive stuff. And heck, you know, even at some tiers, you get exclusive episodes. And you can hang out with Nerdy Show personalities. Pretty rad, right? I hope you think it's rad. And also, if you want to support what I do, patreon.com/markwithac. That helps me make more and more music for you. You know who I just don't think we're talking enough about in nerd music? Starf. S-T-A-R, capital F. I love Starf's music so much that I personally even covered one of his tracks on my most recent EP. I did his song Selfies, and you can find that on my Half Serious, Half Kidding EP, but also you can find the original, which is really the best version, on his album Have Some Fun. And then earlier this year, he released kind of a a left turn sort of album for him called The Sky is a Beautiful, Dangerous Thing. But then there was this whole other alter ego that Starf foisted upon the world. And that's what we're going to close with today. A song from an EP called YOLO Forever, but this is not Starf necessarily. This is actually Strafe, spelled $TRAFE. You gotta wonder, is Strafe what happens when Starf drops the facade? Is Strafe just a joke perpetrated by the Starf that we all know and love? Do Starf and Strafe come together Voltron style, clicking into one gigantic rap monster? I don't know. I do know that the Soul Strafe EP, YOLO Forever, is fun as hell, especially when you already know where you're coming from with Starf's work. And this is my favorite track on the EP. Just got to see him at the Fantaku Festival. Early highlight, wonderful performer. I've believed in Starf since I first saw him perform in a comic shop in Pensacola, Florida. He was kind of the underdog then, but he's outlasted nearly every one of his peers, and he just keeps getting better. I hope Starf doesn't go away. But man, the Strafe stuff is fun. I've been Mark with a C. This is Nerdy FM. I'll see you next time. Here's Strafe with Fuck Your Watermark.
Sounded like someone works pretty hard to produce music and use it, diffuse it to voices like mine, but for no reward. Oh, stop it. I sound wonderful, thanks to you, thanks to the net, but the vocalist is the star, lest you forget. You can't stop me, I am everywhere. This is a free cab ride, no fair. You cry it, you scream it, I hear it and don't care. I write it and steal it, these lyrics won't pair. But it doesn't even matter when the instrumental's bumping. Take me along for the ride, now let's show the people something like move, move, and dance, dance. Monopoly, take a chance, chance. See, it's really exquisite the way they visit, but really they're vapid in the decisions of the things to which they listen. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. You'll never even know, let's not even pretend. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. It's already done, another means to an end. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? You heard some of it, and now you want a ton of it. But more than a few verses, and you'll soon be done with it. Yeah, whatever, I can steal more beats, I run this shit. Fuck your watermark, I heard it there again. I don't need no talent, mark it up with this your pen. Record lyrics, easy peasy, decibels turned up past 10. Party vibe, morons love it, wrap it up, compress and send. All I've got are words,
modern era rapper.
All I've got are words,
keeping them enamored.
All I've got are words,
modern era rapper.
Everything's a blur,
and I don't put them in my stanza.
Stop it, you didn't even pick a topic. A topic, let me top it. Don't need one, stop it. I did my work, fill another track. Fuck your watermark. Just like that. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. No remorse, just hand me a song. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. You were the driving force all along.
along.
Let's not pretend like it wouldn't be boring without my voice here, leaving you snoring despite the obvious rhyme. Like I overstay my welcome, that was clear, but let me overstate this here. I can do this all of the time, and now you wanna stop me. Cease and desist, but I've got three words. Creative Commons, bitch. Let me hijack the damn track and do it for no money. This is what happens when you put music on the net, you dummy.
Let me make this clear, you're not in control. Let me make this clear, I don't really care. I'll rap on anything, anytime, anywhere, with or without watermark. Create my wares. I'm a rapper, it's in my DNA, in my blood. Watermark it so much that you cause a damn flood. We all know who the talented one is when they ask me, do you make your own beats? I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. Hey, to me, it's all just the same. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. I took your beat without asking. Everything looks to be fair game.